Letters to America Number 32, January 26, 2024. Amidst the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been tremendous amounts of construction ongoing. In a remarkable display of cooperation, the U.S. military in part with city services coordinated on a multi-layer and multi-level operation within underground cities with connected underground tunnel systems that have been completely removed. This ongoing construction stands as a testament to human ingenuity and resilience, representing a commitment to safeguarding our communities during times of crisis. However, they also bear witness to a darker truth. Beneath the veneer of progress and unity, we confront the unsettling reality that a select few among the super elite and super rich have profited from the suffering, exploitation, and pain of innocent children. The crimes against humanity and crimes against children were from the super elite super rich that made their illicit wealth off the slavery, rape, and torture of innocent children. Deep within the enigmatic Obamagate, obscured from the prying eyes of the world, a clandestine group of super elite individuals, intertwined with world leaders and politicians, concealed a remarkable secret. Their grip on humanity extends far beyond conventional understanding, orchestrated through the intricate web of nanotechnology. It is this hidden control that has rendered fiat currency an illusion, devoid of any tangible worth, transformed into a mere digital facade. This is where their idea of a central bank digital currency was born. Their plan was to usher in the central bank digital currency during the Biden regime for their own ultimate and greedy financial control of the people. In the digital realm, your personal data resides within a spreadsheet akin to a SQL database, malleable as a simple text message. However, the most staggering revelation lies beneath the halls of the Vatican tunnels, where an unimaginable wealth in gold, surpassing $43 quintillion, was once concealed. With the removal of America's gold valued over $43 quintillion under the Vatican tunnels, it is from this concealed treasure that the rainbow currency, fortified by the quantum financial system and empowered by blockchain technology, emerges to reclaim the reins of financial autonomy, placing them firmly in your hands through Nesra and Gasara. The Vatican pedophile network's closure marks a historic moment that transcends the realm of finance and diplomacy, resonating with a profound message of transparency, accountability, and justice. As America's gold was repatriated to the U.S. Treasury, the symbolism cannot be understated. It signified a global shift towards greater financial stability and a commitment to the responsible handling of precious resources. This act carried echoes of a bygone era when gold was the bedrock of monetary systems, reminding us of the enduring value of trust and integrity in our financial institutions. The closure of this network embodies a vision where wealth is managed not just for the few, but for the collective well-being of America, ushering in an era where the preservation of integrity and character is paramount in the final stages of the Great Awakening. NESRA, National Economic Security and Reformation Act. The National Economic Security and Reformation Act, known as NESRA, is a legislative proposal that was originally introduced in the late 1990s. NESRA's proponents argue that it promises substantial economic reforms, including debt forgiveness, the return to a gold-backed currency system, and enhanced financial security for the American people. NESRA forgives credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt due to illegal banking and government activities. Abolishes income tax and eliminates the Internal Revenue Service. Creates flat-rate non-essential new items only sales tax revenue for government. Increases benefits to senior citizens. Returns constitutional law. Establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days after NESRA's announcement. Monitors elections and prevents legal election activities or special interest groups. Creates new U.S. Treasury currency rainbow currency backed by gold, silver, and platinum precious metals. Returns constitutional law to all courts and legal matters. Initiates new U.S. Treasury bank system. Eliminates the Federal Reserve System. Restores financial privacy. Retrains all judges and attorneys in constitutional law. Ceases all aggressive U.S. government military actions worldwide. Establishes peace throughout the world. Initiates worldwide prosperity distribution of vast wealth which has been accumulating for decades. Releases enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes. enables the release of new technologies such as alternative energy devices. Passed and signed into law in 2000. Draining the swamp, monetary and fiscal policy reform. Known as NESRA, imagine legislation that 1. Terminates or drastically reduces mortgage debt. 2. Promotes universal home ownership. 3. Provides a secure future for all. 4. Increases benefits to senior citizens. 5. Replaces the income tax with a fair tax. 6. Reduces urban sprawl by restoring inner cities as vital economic areas. 7. Restores high-paying productive jobs. 8. Restores financial privacy, eliminates inflation. 9. Provides $500 billion of new public works projects. 10. Eliminates bank failures. 11. Improves the balance of trade. 12. Eliminates trillions of dollars of public and private debt. 13. Provide new banking rules that are equitable and fair to all. 14. Returns control of the currency to the public. 15. Benefits Americans with an unprecedented economic boom. 16. Enables single parents to support their families. 17. Doubles the average standard of living. The solution. We must replace current monetary and fiscal policy with systems that benefit all, not just a favored few. What people urgently need is a plan, a simple strategy to attack a multitude of troubles. We introduce to you the National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act. This act contains the house cleaning materials you need to begin building a better life for you, your family, and your community. The act offers a new perspective about money and the specific proposals for replacing the nation's outdated monetary and tax policies, all designed to benefit you. This plan calls for general prosperity without sacrifice, not some complex redistribution scheme contrived as patronage for Washington power brokers and special interests. Best of all, the solution is written in plain language, not legalese. This act, the National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act, NESARA, provides those reforms. This path promises nothing less than to double your standard of living within one generation. Too good to be true? No more than warm summer days, cool nights, good friends, and chocolate. The solutions provided in NESRA, the National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act, have been available to politicians in Washington for 30 years. Some members of Congress say privately that they will endorse the plan just as soon as the public demonstrates adequate support. Okay, let's take them at their word with a plan as simple as 1-2-3. A practical solution to America's problems. Had enough bad news lately? A dip in the economy, layoffs and cutbacks, uncontrollable public and private debt, a government insensitive to your problems, insufficient progress on environmental issues, unfair distribution of taxes, a continuing adverse balance of trade, high-paying industrial jobs transferred overseas, troubled outlook for the future, the rich getting richer and the poor struggling to make ends meet. Alan Greenspan said that inflation was under control. If true, why does the purchasing power of your hard-earned dollars shrink every day? Who is kidding whom? You enjoy your home, but have you ever really noticed that during 30 years of indentured servitude you bought the bank another two or more homes? Does the current system seem fair to you? Is there a reason why the financial elite call you a wage slave? If you could do something about this madness, would you? A special letter. Sunday, July 28, 2002. Subject: Support NESRA fully to receive full prosperity. Hello dear friends and white knights. I've been asked to remind all of us in the first 31 prosperity programs that if we speak out against NESRA, including saying that it is not necessary to have NESRA to receive our funding, that anyone saying these things will lose 65% of their big money immediately. I've told some of you on the phone network and internet network passing news about our prosperity, who have been passing on the lies that NESRA is not necessary, have already lost 65% of your big money. I'm told unless you people stop helping the dark agenda by passing on these lies, that you will lose the rest of your big money and end up with only $51,000. I'm talking about you and you know who you are. Those of you who are saying this are showing yourselves to be ignorant and you are also showing support for the dark agenda's actions against NESRA and our lives. Our lives are at stake, folks, and some of you insist on being blind, deaf, and dumb to the fact that Nesra is the only protection we have. The White Knights, the Forces, and Nesra are the only protection we have. Who do you think has been stopping all the terrorist attacks that the Dark Agenda Bush regime has been yelling their heads off about for months since 9/11? I'm told the Bush regime has been yelling about potential terrorist attacks because the Bush regime are the ones planning and ordering the terrorist attacks, just as they did the 9/11 attacks. The White Knights and Forces are the ones stopping the terrorist attacks, and they are bringing us Nesra so that we have full protection from the heinous Bush regime plans to harm us by getting rid of the Bush regime once and for all. Frankly, I can't blame the White Knights who think you ungrateful and ignorant people should be taken off the funding list entirely. The White Knights have been fighting and risking their lives to give us Nesra so that all our people would finally be safe and so our prosperity would be protected by the new banking and tax laws. Those of you who are too dumb to realize that Nesra is our only hope for safety and liberty are showing yourselves too dumb to manage millions and billions of dollars of wealth. You better wise up now before it's too late. I'm asking that we all send our heartfelt support to the true White Knights who are acting on our behalf to bring us the true Nesra law announcements and removal of the Bush regime. Let's do our prayers, meditations, and energy work focuses in support of these brave White Knights who are acting from high motivations to bring the world's people our Nesra and prosperity blessings. Let's continue our prayers, meditations, and energy work focuses daily at 4 p.m. in our time zone. I understand beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain met with the trustee of the French Trust this morning to modify slightly the delivery dates for our remaining mass prosperity deliveries. I'm hearing we are still looking very good to receive our deliveries very soon. I'm definitely planning to enjoy my new SUV in August after we receive our deliveries and funding. I'm hearing that the true Nesra law announcement process will have some wonderful extras that will be huge blessings to all of us. Let's go White Knights. We support you 1,000,000%. Blessings and love.